Okay, so this is a mindfulness acceptance exercise. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfy spot for your head, and just allow yourself to close your eyes. And for the first few moments, all I'd like you to do is focus on your breathing. Breathing nice and deep and slow in through your nose, focusing on the movement of the breath as it passes through the nasal cavity, passes by the tip of the nose, all the way down and into the chest. And then exhaling out through your mouth, and focus on the wonderful sense of release you feel as you let that breath all the way out. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through the nose, focusing all your attention on the movement of the air just at the tip of the nose, just inside the nasal passage. Breathing deep into your lungs, filling your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen. And then exhaling and letting go. Letting go of tension and tightness. And you may be able to imagine as you exhale, you're releasing that tension and tightness. And there's a color to the energy you release. And as you exhale, you're releasing the tension and tightness. And perhaps it's a blue energy that's escaping your body, leaving and allowing you to feel more relaxed. Breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through the nose and out through the mouth. So as I'm quiet, just take a few moments to really focus on your breath. Releasing and letting go. Good. And as you continue to focus on your breath, I'm just going to take a moment to explain the exercise. So as you practice this exercise at home, find a comfortable spot, or you can sit without laying, with your feet are in contact with the floor, in a comfy spot where you won't be disturbed. It's good at first to commit to practicing this exercise every day, or at least once every second day, and making sure you won't be disturbed by other people or animals or noises. Give yourself the permission to take some time to focus on yourself and to practice this exercise. As mentioned, this exercise is a mindful acceptance exercise, and it's geared towards helping you become more aware of thoughts, feelings, the somatic manifestation of those feelings in your body, and behaviors. This exercise is all about helping you become more aware and more accepting of thoughts, feelings, somatic experiences, and behaviors. This is a skill that comes with practice, the skill of becoming more aware. And in time, you'll discover that no matter how bad the internal experience may seem, it neither lasts forever, nor can it do you any harm. It's important to keep in mind that this exercise is not about making you feel better, relaxed, or calmer, but instead to help you become better at feeling. The idea is to bring compassion and awareness. Compassion, awareness, and acceptance to any sensation that shows up, to any thought, to any emotion, to any behavior that comes up. It's about learning how to stay with these emotions, understand them, observe them without letting them take over you, without letting them hijack you, which is another word for fusing with the emotions, fusing with the thoughts, fusing with the somatic manifestations of these emotions. When we fuse with our emotions, emotions become intense and overwhelming. When we fuse with our thoughts become rapid, bounce all over the place. When we fuse with emotions or thoughts, they become big and overwhelming. This is a practice of learning to recognize thoughts and feelings, observe them, understand them, without letting them take over you. This is a skill that comes with practice. And usually, for most people, as you learn to observe thoughts, feelings, somatic experiences, emotions, and behaviors, they actually dissipate all on their own. They lessen, they dissolve, they disappear. The human tendency is to fuse with emotions and thoughts, let them get big, or avoid them altogether. Numb from them, avoid, minimize, dismiss. None of these strategies work. They simply lead to other behaviors, other emotions that are overwhelming and distressing. So take a moment to get back in touch with your breath. Focus on your breath, and with every exhalation, allow your whole body to relax more and more. Focus on the movement of the breath coming in through the nose, and then exhaling and letting go. Good. And now slowly bring your attention to the gentle rise and fall of your breath. In your chest, in your belly, all the movements that you can notice in your shoulders, your ribs, your tummy, as you just gently breathe. Notice how your breath in and out is like the ocean waves coming in and retreating back out to the ocean. It's rhythmic, it's natural, it's easy, and it happens all on its own. Just like the ocean waves. Focusing on each inhalation and then each exhalation. All the way out. Notice the changing patterns from breath to breath. Notice the changing patterns of the inhalation versus the exhalation. Feel all the physical sensations of the breath. You needn't try to control or change your breathing in any way. Just simply let the breath breathe all on its own. And bring an attitude of generous allowing. Let that breath, let the patterns of your breath, the rhythm of your breath, be all on its own. There's nothing to be fixed, no particular state to be achieved. Simply allow the breath to breathe all on its own. And so throughout this exercise, whenever you return to the breath, you're returning to observe all these sensations. Connect with all the sensations, the movements, the rhythmic nature, the inhalation versus exhalation, the changing pattern of the breath. You're reconnecting with all the sensations of the breath. Not needing the breath to be any other pattern, rhythm, sensation than what it is. And like anything, soon the mind will wander. This is what the mind does. It wanders. wanders off to other worries, concerns, wanders off to plans for the day, tasks, grocery lists. This is what the mind does. And when you notice the mind has wandered away from the breath, bring it back. Bring it back to focusing on the breath, breathing in nice and deep and slow in through the nose. Focusing all your attention there on the movement of the breath in through the nose, into the chest, and exhaling and letting go. Breathing, releasing tension and tightness, letting your shoulders drop down. And let the breath breathe all by itself. Because when you've noticed your mind has wandered, that's awareness. And you can gently and kindly escort it back to focusing on the breath. You may choose to acknowledge where your mind wandered off to, or not, but gently bring it back to the breath. Acknowledge the thoughts and feelings that have wandered off to. Acknowledge their presence and bring it back to the breath. So what I'd like you to do now is to bring to mind a recent situation where you felt overwhelmed, stressed, full of shame or guilt, self-loathing, self-criticism, where you were judging yourself or filled with fear, worry, doubt. Whatever it was you experienced, bring it back to mind. Remember what you were thinking, feeling, remember what you were experiencing in your body. Could have been a heaviness in your chest, a tightness, nauseousness in your tummy. Remember everything you can about it. Where you were, who was around you, what triggered you, what you were thinking, your feeling, and what you were doing or not doing because of those thoughts and feelings. Try to bring it now back to mind. Try too to remember how you may have attempted to self-medicate with those emotions, perhaps through food or some other means, some form of numbing, escaping, avoiding, minimizing or dismissing that all humans do with intense emotion. Notice too what the behavior was, what you were doing or not doing as a result of these thoughts and emotions. Can you connect again with perhaps an urge to eat more than your body needed? To eat things that were perhaps not the optimal choice for you at that moment, that may not have helped you cope most effectively. But connect with that urge, connect with that longing, that desire. Connect again as well with the desire to self-medicate and the emotions that you were self-medicating for, the thoughts, the worries, the fears, the self-criticism. Try as best you can to connect the thoughts, the feelings, the somatic experience and the behaviors. Try to see everything that was happening for you in that moment. Notice how intense the emotions got on a scale of 1 to 10. Now connect just specifically right now with the thoughts you were having, the things you were believing about yourself, about the situation, about the other person, about the future. What were those thoughts? Notice their intensity, their veracity, the repetitive nature, the persistence of those thoughts. Notice how they caused certain emotional reactions. Notice how intense it got and how paralyzing that felt when it got that intense. Notice where you felt it in your body, a specific spot. Notice the nature of that experience in your body. Tightness, tension, knottedness, blockage, heaviness. Notice the behaviors. Right now you're not trying to think of something else. You're not trying to make it go away or resolve anything. As best you can, just allow it to be there. Allow it to take up as much space as it needs. Perhaps these emotions, these thoughts, these somatic experiences could fill an entire room. Perhaps it could fill your entire house or the block you live on or more. Notice how much space it needs. Give it the space it needs. Give it as much space as it needs. Notice what happens as you do. Now bring a quality of kindness, compassion, understanding, as if an older you were giving you a hug. Allow that understanding, that empathy, that compassion to just melt away the tension if it does. Bring some kindness, some understanding, some compassion to a person struggling like you were. Let your older, wiser self comfort you as you would comfort a friend, as you would comfort somebody else. Bring some compassion to the experience you have in that moment. Don't judge, criticize, minimize, dismiss. Bring some compassion, some allowing, some acceptance. Notice too the sensations in your body. The tension, the tightness. Allow them to be there. Give them permission. Make some space for them. Don't try and hold on to them. Be afraid of them. Dismiss them or make them bigger. Don't try and make them away, go away. Open your heart to the sensations you experience in your body. Make room for the discomfort, the tightness, tension, the heaviness. Allow it to be there. Make as much space as you need. And now watch the sensations change from moment to moment. And at times you may need to come back to the breath. Focusing on the sensation of the breath, the movement of the breath, the rhythm of the breath, the movement in your body, the connection between your feet and the floor, to just ground yourself if emotions get too intense. Take as much time as you need to come back to the breath and then return to observing. Observing the sensations change from moment to moment with every breath. Sometimes as you observe, they grow stronger. Sometimes they weaken. Sometimes they stay the same. It doesn't really matter what they do. Just allow them to be whatever they are. Breathe calmly in and out of the sensation in your body. Remembering the purpose is not to feel better or different, but to get better at feeling, observing, accepting, and being compassionate. Notice too the urge, perhaps an urge to eat something specific. Notice the thoughts you're telling yourself about that urge. Notice the temptation, the strength, the intensity. Notice it all. Stay with it. What is that urge really about? When you're searching for that food, when you're searching to self-medicate in that way, what are you trying to treat? What are you after? What do you want? What do you need the most? Understand it. Dig into it. What are you longing for? Stay with it, no matter how much resistance there is. Stay with the discomfort. Stay with the longing, the urges. Don't judge, don't criticize. You may notice too thoughts about sensations, thoughts about feelings, thoughts about urges. These may be judgments, criticisms. They may be evaluations such as getting worse, building, can't stand it. Simply label those evaluations as thinking and return to the experience as it is in this moment, not as your mind tells you it is, not as your mind evaluates, not as your mind judges, but as it is, not as you interpret. The emotion, the urge, the thoughts, the feelings, in their raw sense, not as we interpret them. Nothing more, nothing less. And to help you objectify, get distance, you can label the thoughts, the feelings, the urges, the sensations in your body. Ah, you can say silently, silently to yourself, worry. There is worry. Urge for something sweet. Urge to eat more. Ah, there's the urge. Heaviness in the chest. Ah, there's heaviness. Perhaps shame, guilt. There's heaviness. There's sadness. Ah, there's sadness. Notice it. Observe it. Allow it to be there. Don't change it. Don't magnify. Don't minimize. Don't judge. Don't criticize. Observe with kindness and compassion the experience you're having in that moment. Make as much space as it needs. A full room, full house, full city block or more. Notice all the doubts, the worries, the fears. Acknowledge their presence. Come back to the breath. Notice the urge. Come back to the breath. Notice the heaviness. Come back to the breath. Notice if you're resisting, acknowledging, resisting, making space for, resisting, being compassionate. Notice the resistance. Come back to the breath. And just quietly in your mind, you can repeat these phrases to yourself over and over again. Let me experience it. Let me feel what there is to feel, because it's my experience right now. Let me experience it. Let me feel what there is to feel, because it is my experience right now. Let me experience it. Let me feel what there is to feel, because it's my experience right now. And invite as much space as the experience needs. Repeating that over to yourself quietly in your mind's eye as I'm silent. Good. Now I'd like you to imagine a beautiful room. And you're at the doorway to this beautiful room. On the other side of this beautiful room is an image of the ideal you. This could be a slightly more confident, determined, forgiving, persistent, compassionate you. A more patient, tolerant, and accepting. Whatever makes most sense to you. Whatever is most important to you in this moment. So this ideal you across the room may be 5%, 10, 20, 30, whatever you think is imaginable at this moment. 50, 60, 70% more ideal in a specific way that is important to you at this moment. So taking some time to think about what is most important to you in this moment. And this will change every time you do the exercise, and that's okay. So in between you and this slightly altered version of yourself is a pathway. But along this pathway, between the you today and the slightly altered version of you, is a blockage, a barrier that's in the way. There's something blocking your path. I want you to see what's getting in the way between you today and this slightly altered version of you across the room. What is getting in the way? Could be compassion, judgment, persistence, positivity, whatever it is. What's blocking you? What's getting in your way? And then decide what you need to do to move it, to get around it, to clear the path, so that you can move towards the slightly altered version of you. So you can take one step at a time, each and every day, so that you can slowly move in a gradual way towards this more ideal you. What do you need to do? Is there a specific tool, a belief, assistance you need to move along this pathway, to clear the path, to get around the barrier? And see yourself doing that now. See yourself taking those steps. And as you do, gradually moving closer and closer to the ideal you. And when you get there, allow yourself to fuse with the ideal you, becoming one, feeling what it is to feel that way, feeling what it is to see the world in that way, to see yourself, to see others, to in that different way, to behave in that different way, to feel in that different way, to think in that different way. Feel what it feels like to do that. And then taking a moment to make a commitment to yourself of something you're going to do for yourself each and every day that'll help you take another step along this path, that'll help you get even closer. So just taking a moment of silence to make that commitment to yourself of one specific thing you're going to do every day that'll help you move along that pathway. And each and every day you practice this exercise, it'll be different. Sometimes it'll be challenging. It's important to not let the challenge or the judgment of that challenge stand in the way of doing the practice over and over again as the weeks come. Judgment is usually driven by the need for a specific outcome. Enjoy the process, enjoy the journey. Let go of the pressure. There's no right or wrong way to be more mindful. It's a skill that comes with practice. It needs to be cultivated in order to grow. So be kind with yourself as you practice, and each and every time you do, keep note of what the experience was like for you. What was beneficial? What was insightful? What was different? What did you learn? How did it help you? Keep notes as you practice each and every time. And mindful acceptance is a skill. And like any skill, it needs to be practiced, watered, to grow. You need to practice to flex those muscles before they get stronger. And so when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.